podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
Speaking of getting some sleep, Jeremy right now is able to get sleep for a few more days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because Nicole had her baby, my wife, our baby, I guess I should say.
Okay, I'm so glad you
her
said
baby.
It.
I already screwed up. And unfortunately, yeah, it was about 7 weeks early. So the baby's still at the hospital, Bacon. It's in a little oven. But that means we were able to go home and get some sleep and clean the house and kind of get some things done. It's really weird this time around.
I was going to say, it's odd, isn't it, to know that your baby is somewhere else.
Somewhere else, yeah. And it's been pretty hard on Nicole, as you can imagine.
Yeah.
You know, she's like, she was with me for so long, and now I really don't have any control. And, you know, we had to have the emergency C-section and everything, so Nicole's all doped up. She can't drive for a couple weeks. So right now I'm playing chauffeur and chef and house cleaner, kind of just taking care of her. Mm-hmm. It's been quite an ordeal.
So the baby's at the hospital. Does that mean, I mean, does Nicole get a ride to the hospital first thing in the morning and then stay there all day and then come home at like 9 o'clock at night?
Or? We've just been kind of doing all sorts of things. We've been at the hospital a lot. We'll be back there today and the next 10 days ish, they're saying possibly. So yeah, a lot of friends, a lot of family, a lot of rides. She's like, I'm going to take a cab if I have to.
Uber.
Yeah.
Uber
so a lot of visiting, you know, scheduled feeding times and times out of the oven. And
but the bottom line is that your little girl is doing well. She's healthy
and
good shape.
Yeah, they said expect
she's just
her,
early.
Just early. They, you know, were saying maybe by the actual due date she could go home. But she's doing so well that they've knocked it down to 10 days to maybe 2 weeks tops.
That's awesome.
So she's doing really well, holding food.
You
and,
told me in a text that she's pooping like crazy.
Like nuts. I didn't know something so small. She was 4 pounds, 8 ounces. We took the diaper off of her yesterday and she pooped as we were taking it off. Boom. It blew and like blew on the side of the incubator. We're like, oh, everything seems to be working properly. Everything's working great.
Is that a dad that makes you kind of proud?
That's my girl. That is some quality firepower
those
right there.
Those 3 feet. Did you see that? 3 feet.
Distance. But we're doing really well. It was just quite a scary experience. I think I sent you guys a picture of me in scrubs. We got there. Yeah. Nicole wasn't feeling movement and stuff, so that's why we went in. And within an hour and a half of her getting to her doctor, they sent her to the hospital. I came down, and it was like, boom, boom, boom. Dad, change your clothes. All of a sudden, I'm standing there in scrubs with the little hat thing on, and I sent you guys a picture.
What
like,
am I doing?
Well, that escalated quickly.
Yeah.
You know? And it was pretty funny because she was going into the C-section. You can see her in the room. She's all done up, and they got the screen up, and there's like 10 nurses in there getting ready, and they're lining everything up, and I'm standing outside the door washing my hands and getting the face stuff on with a nurse, and you know, I'm freaking out, and I can see Nicole in there, and the nurse looks at me, she's like, you know, I just love listening to you in the morning. You are just so funny, and we just love your morning show. Aww. And I'm like, well, thank you so much. And I'm like, you know, I'm tearing up, and I'm like, I don't know what to do here. Aww. Thank you, but I gotta get in there. So the hospital staff and everybody's been really good, and you kind of realize what kind of a big listener family we have. I talked to you guys on Wednesday morning, and my emails and Facebook and text just
blew up,
exploded. It's pretty incredible how many people listen to us, and thank you for all the well wishes and posts and everything.
Well, we
it's
feel like, you know, our listeners are family, and so when our family expands, it's like their family expands.
It really does.
Too,
so it's the outpouring has been very nice. So thank you. So you want to talk about more of this at 8 o'clock?
I got some more stories because we have questions for you.
Okay,
that we'll get into at 8 o'clock.
All right.
At Mix 100.3.
Our morning show family has expanded by one because Jeremy and his wife Nicole had their little girl.
We did.
Early, like multiple weeks early, which means she stays in the hospital for a while.
Yeah, 7 weeks early. She's at the hospital baking at 3:50. Every once in a while, they bring a toothpick in and poke her. See
turn
if she's
her,
done.
Turn her over.
Holly Hobby oven.
I will say that because of the early birth, early delivery, you know, there's a story that goes along with it. And I will say that is probably the biggest downside to this whole thing.
What do you mean?
Is the story. And you have to retell the story multiple times to multiple people. Mm. And then you get home and you call the family out of state. And you tell the story again.
Right.
And, you know, today's my first day back here to work. And I'm sure I'm going to run into people down the hall. What happened?
Should we just print it up and you just hand it out on a little card?
I almost thought about sending out like an all staff.
You need a flyer.
Here's what happened. Here's the bullet points.
Not a bad idea.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe you suggested off the air getting a t-shirt. Mama and baby are fine. Yeah, I'm glad to be back.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing. But yeah, last week, Nicole on Wednesday went right from work. She left early because she wasn't feeling right. And she hadn't felt movement from the baby in about 2 days. So she's like, I got to go get this checked out. So she went to her, what is that?
OBGYN.
And they couldn't get any movement. So they sent her down to the hospital right away. And they did an hour ultrasound on her. Heartbeat and everything was strong, but still no movement after an hour.
The kid was just bored.
She's like, I'm bored in here. Her amniotic fluid was a little low. They thought maybe that was part of it. But within an hour and a half, we went from one nurse in the room to about 10. And they were signing paper, or we were signing papers. I was getting changed. They were shaving Nicole and washing her stomach and prepping everything. And right into emergency C-section. And I got to be in there for it. I didn't watch the C-section. I don't think I could do
that.
Did
you guys have a conversation while it was happening? Were you like, what does it feel like? Were you talking about Breaking Bad?
It was the weirdest thing because, she's laying there and they got the curtain up that, the
separator.
Divider, and she's just talking to me, and every once in a while she makes a face. She's like, ooh, that was a little pressure. Oh, that's pressure. And it was surprisingly quick within, I don't know, it felt like 5 minutes. The baby was out and they were sewing her up. It was that quick. So it's pretty cool, the whole process of it. But scary. It was a tense afternoon because we didn't know if the baby was alive, if there was brain damage, and it was just kind of one of those things. You had to have faith in the medical staff, and they were like, it's time for her to come out. So she came out 7 weeks early, doing the incubator thing right now, doing really well though. She's not on oxygen. She's taking all of her food. I guess we should tell the name.
Well, we have kind of held off on saying anything about that because we figured that was your
My thing?
Yeah, that's your thing.
Well, we did talk about it on the air a little while ago when we were trying to decide. And yes, we did settle on Lila. So it's little Lila Ray.
Hey Lila.
And we, it's one of those things we try not to do one of those crazy unique names. But when we were in there talking to the nurses and they're like, we haven't had a Lila come in for a long time. We don't see a lot of Lilas. So we're like, all right, let's go with that.
But
so
you spelled it L-I-G-H-L-A-A-H.
Apostrophe H.
Right.
Well, we did it's supposedly the old-fashioned way of spelling it, which was my great-grandma's sister, which was L-Y-L-A.
Cool.
So we went with that. And it's been a crazy couple days, not getting, a lot of sleep, but we still are getting sleep. It's kind of weird being at home and not having the baby there. So you're kind of able to just kind of hang out.
You just Nicole's just go to the hospital like once every 3 or 4 days to see her, right?
Something like that. Give her a little poke and be like, yep, she's still in there doing good.
Great.
Go home.
I'm
going
to go to Dave and Buster's now.
Go home and drink a bottle of Jack.
Have a cocktail and watch some Netflix and just, wait for her to be ready.
What a great transition. I want a baby. Are they really that easy?
It's kind of a good transition this time.
Maybe Walmart could pick her up and deliver her for you.
Like groceries?
Yeah, like their grocery delivery.
Drop-off service. Yeah. The funny thing about this, the whole time leading up to this, I was, within the past, a couple weeks, I've been telling Nicole, I was like, you got to pack a bag. Pack a bag, please. Just get a bag ready because really she could come at any time. Pack a bag. Oh, no. I got plenty of time. Boom, here she is. So here I am on Thursday, the day after. I have to run home and try to pack a bag for Nicole. I had no idea what to pack. I'm throwing in, the hair straightener. I threw in some granola bars and some Vaseline. I'm like, I don't know what the heck she needs.
High heels.
Yeah.
Undergarments.
Yeah, undergarments. I had no idea. I'm going through her bra drawer. I don't know what's what. I threw in yoga pants. I'm like, oh, these will be comfortable for her. And I got to the hospital. She's like, these are, some of the tightest pants I own. Why
did
you pack these?
Does she have a muumuu? I went muumuu shopping for her.
I was like, you didn't pack your bag, so you're getting yoga pants and granola bars now. Sorry. I told you to pack. Too bad. So it's been kind of a fun experience. And thank you again to all the listeners, and we have clients and, people that work here reach out and, send their well wishes and blessings. And the outpouring has been very nice.
It's cool.
I didn't think I had friends. I have friends. I have people that come out of the woodwork trying to bring meals.
I was trying to explain on the show yesterday that I'm not show pictures of baby guy.
Yeah, neither am I.
I'm not that guy. Yeah. I mean, people start passing around pictures. I'm like, yeah, it's cute and something like that.
Yeah.
But it's so different when it's somebody on this show.
Sure.
Now you send me pictures and what am I doing? I'm going up to people. Look at this. This is Jeremy's baby. I turned into show pictures of baby guy.
That's funny.
Because I feel like Uncle Dom. I feel like somehow this kid is part of our morning show family. Mm-hmm. And so suddenly I'm proud and I was down the hall showing people.
That's
people
cool.
who work here that I don't even really know.
Yeah.
Hey, you want to see this picture?
I don't even think that last person does work.
No,
here,
it's probably just some client who stopped
somebody
by.
Somebody coming in to pick up prizes.
Yeah, and I'm like, look at this one. She's smiling in this picture. She's only a day old. She's smiling. And they're like, get out of my office.
Get out of here, pervert. No. So, well, thanks, man. That's nice of you.
We are so proud and so happy for you.
Thanks.
What we don't understand is why you took so much time off when you didn't even do anything. I mean, that's what...
Jeremy walks in this morning. He's like, God, my back is really hurting today. And I wanted to slug you on behalf of your wife.
You did say, shut up.
You're doing all this stuff like, I'm so tired. And we're like, you didn't do crap. You know, what did you do? Nothing. You should have been...
You were taking selfies.
You should have been back at work on...
You were taking selfies.
Yeah, you could have been back here on Friday.
I totally could have, but yeah, I was selfies. It's funny because this kid has had more pictures taken of her than my grandparents have like their entire life. Already in like 6 days. I had to go empty the phones out. That's how many pictures already. And videos. It's ridiculous. I'm sick of looking at her already.
This kid's been documented to
high heaven. Yeah, enough of the pictures.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.